Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad to have you with me on this second hour of the Monica J Show, 10 to noon every weekday, 884-9910. Something that we've been talking about recently is everybody is just so up in arms against China. I mean, Russia involvement, Russian agents. Oh, I couldn't care less about Russia. I mean, seriously. We know Russia. We watch Russia. You have to deal with your enemies. You keep your friends close, but you keep your enemies even closer. Trump knows that. Well, I posted something on Facebook the other day. I thought it was interesting. It was just a picture and a handwritten out, you know, kind of typed thing that said a professor at Harvard had, well, let's just say some pretty bad dealings with China. Could have been some espionage going on. And people kept responding to it. Is this real? Is this real? Is this real? You see something like that and you think, oh, this is just, you know, Facebook is going to take this down, whatnot. And it started really going out to people. Well, I had to do my research. And I found it. This is from, I love my husband for putting in that cough button so you don't have to hear that. This is from the Justice Department, the United States Department of Justice. It is an immediate release from the Public Affairs Office on Tuesday, January 28th, 2020. And this is just how concerned with China, the coronavirus, and everything else they do. G5, the security technologies, the things that we just hand over to them. All of the manufacturing that is going on there. Look at everything that has shut down because China manufacturing has shut down. In areas, they're not letting anything in or out. Harvard University professor and two Chinese nationals charged in three separate China-related cases. The Department of Justice announced that the chair of Harvard University's Chemistry and Chemical Biology Department and two Chinese nationals have been charged in connection with aiding the People's Republic of China. I think that's pretty funny that they call it the People's Republic of China when it's Red China. That is a communist country if there has ever been a communist country. We are a republic. They are not. It sounds pretty bad. People talk about the coronavirus. And, well, you know, only so many people have been killed. The flu kills so many more people. Yeah, it does. But the flu doesn't take down nations because of global trade. So I have some connections in Las Vegas with big conventions. A number of conventions have already canceled. And word is there's another big one that has to do with media. It's a little thing they do down there called NAB. It's the National Association of Broadcasters. Well, they're thinking about canceling their convention. Because a lot of equipment, product, all that good stuff, the people, the representatives, come from China. And we've already seen that coronavirus has gotten pretty close to us over, diagnosed over in Redding, California. Heck, I go over to Redding, you know, once every 2 months, 3 months. My mom's sitting there going, yeah, I'd like to see that. Okay, it's been a little while. But look at how we travel. This has to be taken seriously, people. Nevada is one of the number one markets for Chinese tourism. I love how Bernie talks about, you know, he's going to put taxes on projections. Nothing's guaranteed. All these speculators out there, we do the same thing with our budget. What's going to happen to that state budget when we have Chinese tourism down? We have conventions down? All because of this virus that may have, I mean, if you listen to the news, if you pay attention, stop thinking that it's a conspiracy theory that keeps going back to a Chinese biological lab. I can't remember the last time I saw a fish eat a bat, because they're saying, no, it started in nature. It's transmitted by bats and things like that. Yet it started out in a Chinese fish market. All right. If you believe that, I've got a bridge, a couple of bridges to sell you. The Chinese are not our friends. They're not our allies. When you hear Nike, the NBA, the NFL, Disney, all these people come out in support of China and beat people down because they were supporting the people of Hong Kong. Have you noticed, by the way, you don't hear about the beatdown in Hong Kong now since we've started talking about the coronavirus? The only reason that those companies came out in support of China is money. Because that's where the majority of their money comes from. It may not come directly from them. It comes in the form of very, very, very cheap manufacturing. Labor. In Chinese support with dollars. The Chinese love buying American things. Do we put this country in danger, though? Not only personal health, but in danger of being overtaken? Not only by the market, but look at how Chinese money flooded into this country to buy land, to buy property, to buy companies. You know, Mon and I were talking earlier about, I've said it before, we are, you know, basically a socialist country. Everything is controlled by our government. What happens when our government is controlled by the Chinese? I know it sounds like just my ramblings. Oh, the medication must be getting to her. How many things have we seen come to fruition that were conspiracy theories? How many people were beaten down and degraded because of the mention of Pizzagate? Pizzagate, years ago. Remember what that swirled around? The Lolita Express, a private island where young girls and boys could be trafficked, that world leaders go to, controlled by a man named Jeffrey Epstein. Yeah. We talked about this the other day. Vile corruption, corruption of morality, corruption in the most evil forms come in every form. They come in world government. They come in royal families. It comes in our churches. It comes in our law enforcement. It comes in everything. Yes, we have to protect whistleblowers. Unless we know they're lying. And we can't take all of this stuff as conspiracy theories just because somebody says so. You have to look at everything. Look at everything with your third eye. Start thinking about it. Is this possible? Would somebody actually do this? Look at the numbers. Listen to the stories of the girls and the boys that have said they've been sexually abused. They say they were sex trafficked. That they were just at a store with their parents and all of a sudden they disappeared. Look at the disappearances we have here on a daily basis. That's why statistics are, 24 hours? If you don't find a child in 24 hours, they're gone. There are evil people in the world, and we need to wake up because they've preyed on our ignorance for far too long. They've preyed on our daily lives far too long. And I say that to everybody because you're the only one that can stop them. You're the only one that can look into the car next to you and see the person literally screaming with their eyes, "Help me." Sitting in a restaurant, seeing somebody who looks like they're terrified, begging and pleading with you with their eyes. We have to open up to this is out there. Nobody wants to live in a scary world, but it gets even scarier when you don't acknowledge it. We'll be back on the Monica Jay Show. Your phone calls and comments at monica@991fmtalk.com after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Wow. So I was just talking off the top of my head in that last segment, kind of my own thoughts and musings. And when the break started, I decided to pick up my phone and start scrolling through a few things when I get this notification. It's amazing how things come together. Coronavirus live updates. CDC warns Americans to prepare for significant disruption. This came about this morning. It is not a matter of if, but when the coronavirus will spread in communities in the U.S. that Americans should prepare for significant disruption. Well, we're already seeing conventions canceled. We're going to see a lot more of them canceled here in Nevada. Big conventions. Now, no matter how much we hate it, and we hate to believe it, Las Vegas is a moneymaker. And they do that with convention and tourism travel. It's a good thing that Governor Sisolak got his plane purchases out of the way and all the other frivolous spending. Because I have a feeling we're going to start tightening up on things. This is not to throw you into a panic. This is not to have you start hoarding things. It is to have you start preparing. Think about it, seriously. How does China affect you? Where does your phone come from? Where do your clothes come from? Where does some food come from? Where do medical supplies come from? Yeah. Where do medications come from? During the Democrat-controlled years here in this country, we have shut down so much manufacturing. Why do we do that? Because it was cheaper to do it in China. Isn't that just a horrible thought to think China actually did this on purpose? That they allowed their population to work in sweatshops, to work in bad conditions, to put children to work, to become the world's manufacturer, to put out all of the pollution so we could have garbage trinkets that we just collect and throw away, like beads at Mardi Gras. Cheap stuff. China controls us in more ways than one. And the number one way, well, actually, I guess it would be the number two way, because they number one would be financially. Look at how much of our debt they bought up. Why would they do that? And now with manufacturing? Yeah, you're probably not going to be able to get those new NBA-sponsored celebrity shoes. Because who knows what's going to be coming out? That's what Bernie should talk about when it talks about, you know, the rich just keep getting richer. And the poor just keep getting poorer. Somebody needs to get, you know, somebody needs to make all that cheap stuff. And so being communist China, they have no problem sacrificing their workers. So how are you going to prepare your finances or your stability, your home? How are you going to prepare for the coronavirus? Or are you at all? Do you think this is just a worldwide scam? 884-9910. What do you think? Let's get a Fox News update on the Monica Jay Show here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk weather.
Business owners been putting off maintenance and repairs.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now. 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local talk for all of Northern Nevada. Whatever you'd like to talk about, I'm always here for you. Lots of local stuff, including the lands bill. Talked about that last week, gave you the dates when you could find out more about it, and then a feedback session last Thursday. It is not getting a whole lot of support. Probably one reason is that 90,000, what was it, 90,000 acres? Yeah, 90,000 acres. There was no plan for it. It was just opening it up. So you know what happens when land becomes available. Development, development, development. Or urban sprawl, as some like to call it. If you want to read some more on it, people's different opinions, go to washorep.com. That's Washoe Residents for Appropriate Planning. You can find it under the heading, New Lands Bill Gets No Love. So I hope the people in charge of this, the commissioners, everybody, I hope they're listening to the people. Because the citizens can't get much clearer with the opposition. Can't get much clearer. So I hope local representatives take notice. You can read up more about it, though. Like I said, washorep.com. 884-9910, if you'd like to call in today. But at least log on to 991fmtalk.com. Take advantage of our poll question today. What do you think? Do you think Nevada should switch from being a caucus state to a primary state for presidential? Oh, Harry Reid up in arms. That's what he's saying. So my instinct would be to say no. If Harry Reid wants a primary state, then I say we should definitely stay a caucus state. There's just something about that man and the decisions he makes for the state. I don't want any part of that. But so far, of those voting, 15%, 15.38% say no, and 84.62% say yes. So I think people are tired of hearing all the BS and, you know, ramblings from the supporters of the other candidates. Most people have already made up their minds. So why go and sit through all that? I mean, it was actually kind of nice for the Republicans this time around because we didn't have a caucus. We just had our precinct meeting, which got absolutely no coverage by the mainstream media. So not a lot of people showed up. hardcore Republicans showed up because they checked their emails from the GOP Washoe County Party that kept sending out the reminders, or the people who are members of the clubs because they kept getting reminders. But everybody else? Nope. Didn't happen. So that makes me cautious when Harry Reid wants something. Very cautious. Just saying. All right. We have the lands bill, of course. That's still in play. On Thursday, we've got the presentation that is going to be happening up at Tahoe for the special assessment district up there. Special taxes, not just up there. That's for all of Douglas County, for the special events center. Ah, nice to use your money. Again, it goes back for who's really going to benefit from that? Who is really going to benefit from that event center? Find out more by going to the meeting. It's all you really can do, but it's important for you to do it. On Thursday afternoon, yeah, it's at 1:30. So get your comments in beforehand. You still have today and tomorrow and Thursday morning. I say get them in faster than that, though. Just in case you get a response from your representative. It would be nice. But there's more to think about than just special event centers. I mean, tie it together. Yeah, it's going to take a while to build that special event center, but what happens between now and then that if the I hope the speculators that everything seems to be based on, all those speculations, you know, how much money we're going to get in taxes, how much money we're going to get in this revenue, how much this is going to go up. I hope those speculators are taking into account what would happen if the coronavirus hit hard. It is going to affect Nevada more than it is, say, Wyoming or even Idaho. Or a few other states, because of the tourism, the technology, the conventions, it is going to hurt Nevada. I hope that's being taken into account. Because how are you in Douglas County going to be paying more in taxes until, 2045? To pay for that event center if things take a downturn. Goodness knows, I don't want to see a project like that started and then all of a sudden everything dries up. And the whole thing, you know, we have to compete with the Indian casinos. Our casinos, as they are, should be able to compete with the reservation casinos. If they're using that as one of the reasons, I would definitely question it. But I have to say that to you because I don't live in Douglas County, so you have to fight that fight. But isn't that a reasonable question? Well, it actually technically, isn't that two reasonable questions? What if? And why can't the casinos that are already there compete with a a reservation casino. They have event centers. I hear the concerts are always booked. They're great concerts. You know, it's not like they're booking horrible shows. But what happens then when the coronavirus, the scares or whatnot, scare people into traveling? So there is another. There's another part of the puzzle. It's not just Chinese tourism. It's California tourism as well. Just something to think about. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910. And thank goodness Roger called, because we're going to talk a little bit more about the caucus voting. Hi, Roger. Thanks for calling in today.
Yeah, hi. There's years ago, Harry Reid was the one that took us from primaries and voting to caucuses. And we had to do that. And now they've got us used to using the caucuses to establish the central committee members. And we would have no way of doing that without having another get together of some kind to establish your precinct members that were going to go to the central committee for the county.
Now, that's what I was talking about earlier, that, you know, that's basically what the Republicans had this time around, because we didn't caucus. We just had the precinct meeting.
Precinct meeting, right.
I mean, don't you think that we could come up with an easier way, say, like, if people just knew get people to know their precinct, which most people don't. You can find it through the Registrar of Voters, though. Find their precinct and go into Washoe County headquarters and say, you know what? I want to sign up to be on the central committee for the county. And then they take so many people, just like you would at the big precinct meetings at the schools and the libraries. Say, okay, well, we've got 5 spots available, 4 are filled. Yeah, there's room for one more, and write them in that way.
Well, yeah, but the problem being that on several precincts where people are very active, you'll get 20 people for 7 openings. So you have to vote amongst that precinct group, your neighbors, to establish who you want to go and represent you. It's all about representation, and I don't know if you don't tie it to a voting effort like it's been in the past, you would have, like, no reason to get these people out of their homes to come down to the school and vote.
Ain't that for sure.
That's always been a problem.
Well, we had a problem. We couldn't get them out of the houses this time.
That's right. That's right. So,
right.
And then, of course, when Trump ran the first time, I was at North Valleys High School, and we had 750 people. So it was no problem getting them out of the house to come and vote that time. And I don't think it's going to be a problem to get them to come out and vote in November. But then we've skipped the cycle again, and we're not going to be voting for precinct members, at least as far as I understand. And, you know, as past chairman, I was in the thick of it when Trump was voted in, and you know, it was complicated enough, because you have that dichotomy of absolutely no participation from a precinct, and more members and more participants than you have openings for. So it's not a simple decision. But like you, I'm concerned with anything that Harry Reid is behind.
I think I'm just going to stand by that and go for the caucus, because actually when they did the last presidential caucus, I thought they had it down pretty much pat, because if you didn't want to hear from representatives from other candidates, you could just go ahead and vote for your person and leave. And I thought, yep, you know what? That's a smart change, because the one before that, you had to sit and listen to everybody's spiel. So I think every time we do it, we just get better. So I say to hell with Harry Reid, and we just keep our caucus. Roger.
Right, also,
thank-
I found you another place that'll take a whatever they call that form for recall Sisalak. So I found another business, and I'll go to the website and I give that information. But,
oh, perfect, so Roger. We appreciate that. Yes, get that on the list, yep. And you can go to fightfornevada.com if you're looking for a location to sign the petition to recall Sisalak. Just go to fightfornevada.com. Thanks, Roger. We're going to take a quick break. Mel, stick around because I want to know why tourists aren't coming to South Tahoe. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live, local FM Talk. KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm so glad you're with me today, 884-9910. Mel is sitting on the line, and I'm so glad he waited through the break because I can't wait to hear this. Mel, when we talk about South Lake Tahoe and specifically Douglas County and that new assessment that they're putting on people for a new event center that, well, will basically take up the entire parking lot of Mont Blue there. Again, you get rid of parking. That's one of the issues anyway. Why aren't people coming to the area? Why aren't tourists there?
Okay, I pick up passengers all the time, take them everywhere. And people from California say they'd rather stay on the other side of the mountain, play their slots on the reservation. And I meet more and more people who are disappointed in the row system. That's your El Dorado, your, you know, those three casinos. The food is terrible. There was rodents in the room. That was another concern. And they're being, there's a fill of being your foul, like the Harris. They're kind of disappointed they're losing that. So now they're saying, why even come here? Only to live now. The people are moving here just to live, not to play. So they're losing a lot of revenue. That's why they're building all these condos, these apartments. And most of the people coming from California, and they're rather than the ones do live in California, rather stay in California and play the slots.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no. I see the difference here in the travel, the economy, the budget. It's getting terrible, and yeah. There's no fix to it.
I don't think it's an event center.
Well, the event center, that's pretty good, too. Like the bowling. The most, now they're taking their games to Vegas. You know, the bowling tournaments?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're not usually coming here like they used to because now they go to Vegas.
Yeah.
So there's stuff losing in this town, and pretty soon it's not going to be a gambling town. It's going to be a resort town that goes back and forth to Lake Tahoe. Yeah. And it's crazy.
Mel, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate your time and your insight, and I feel the same way. It's talking to people in California. It's like, hey, what would draw you here? And it's like, well, you know, I don't want to drive over in the mountains in the winter. And it's just the casinos with the Indian gaming centers are just popping up in so many different areas that it's called convenience. Why does fast food control the world? It's convenience. And if somebody wants to just go hit a few slot machines, then they're going to do it at a location that's closer to them. Will an event center that takes up parking, which is another big issue for people, because Tahoe, I think, has to look more at the Reno, Sparks, Carson City, for them to come up there and do the little staycations. You know, you do a staycation in your backyard. Be more appealing. And it is the road system. It's the rooms. The cheapest room that we could get one night. Oh my gosh. It was unbelievable. I swore I would never stay there again. I don't even remember the name of the hotel. It was like one of the first ones when you drive in. I mean, Edgewood, on the other hand, my gosh, Edgewood's getting, you know, 4 or 5 star ratings. But not everything is that way. And I still, if you said, hey, you know, name a great restaurant that I can go to, I wouldn't be able to. I mean, I like Austin's, you know, but you know, you have to know how to get there. So I think there's a lot more that South Lake Tahoe can do rather than just raise taxes on the residents of Douglas County to pay for an event center. I think there are other ways you can do it, but like I said, I don't live in Douglas County. It's your guys' choice. But we've got a choice to make here. Do we want the city of Reno? Well, I guess that's not one I get to vote in either, because it's about the people of Reno. All wards putting into this tax. It's not a tax. It's a special assessment district. If we just call it a fee, then I guess it's okay. Special Assessment District 1. You better find out. They might be deciding this week. Love ya. Have a great day.